With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Training your brain to prefer healthy foods. It may be possible to train the brain to prefer healthy, low-calorie foods over unhealthy, high-calorie foods, according to new research by scientists at the Jean Mayer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. Published online in the journal Nutrition and Diabetes, a brain scan study in adult men and women suggests that it is possible to reverse the addictive power of unhealthy food while also increasing preference for healthy foods. We don't start out in life loving French fries and hating, for example, whole wheat pasta, said senior author Susan B. Roberts, director of the Energy Metabolism Laboratory at the USDA HNRCA. This conditioning happens over time in response to eating repeatedly what is in the toxic food environment. Scientists have suspected that once unhealthy food addiction circuits are established, they may be hard or impossible to reverse, subjecting people who have gained weight to a lifetime of unhealthy cravings and temptations. To find out whether the brain can be retrained to support healthy food choices, Roberts and colleagues studied the reward system in 13 overweight and obese men and women. Both groups underwent MRI brain scans at the beginning and end of a six-month period. Among those who participated in the weight loss program, the brain scans revealed changes in areas of the brain reward center associated with learning and addiction. After 6 months, this area had increased sensitivity to healthy, low-calorie foods, indicating an increased reward and enjoyment of healthier food cues. The area also showed decreased sensitivity to the unhealthy, high-calorie foods. The weight loss program is specifically designed to change how people react to different foods, and our study shows that those who participated in it had an increased desire for healthier foods along with a decreased preference for unhealthy foods, the combined effects of which are probably critical for sustainable weight control, said co-author Sai Krupa Das. Coming up in 60 seconds, more Superhuman News on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Obesity's biggest contributor to increase in type 2 diabetes in U.S. Rising obesity rates are the greatest contributor to the increasing prevalence of type 2 diabetes in the United States, accounting for all of the increase in women and about half the increase in men. New comparative data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey indicate. Published in Annals of Internal Medicine, the analysis involved 23,932 participants ages 20 to 74 years. From 1980 to 2010, diabetes prevalence increased from 4.7% to 11.2% in men and 5.7% to 8.7% in women. After adjustment for age, race, ethnicity, and BMI, diabetes prevalence still showed an increase in men but not in women, and BMI was the greatest contributor to change in after adjustments for both sexes. Body mass index was the greatest contributor we saw to the increase in the prevalence of type 2 diabetes over time in both men and women, said Andy Menke, senior research analyst of social and scientific systems at Silver Spring, Maryland. But unlike aging, race, and ethnicity, body mass can be changed. Studies have indicated obesity may be plateauing in the U.S., and that's a positive step, but we'd really like to see it start to decrease because our study suggests that we could see much lower prevalence of diabetes if we were able to decrease overweight and obesity to the level seen in 1976 to 1980, he noted. The fact that BMI accounted for only half the increased prevalence of type 2 diabetes in men means the remainder of the rise is unexplained, Dr. Menke and colleagues stress. The substantial contribution of BMI to the prevalence of diabetes in both men and women supports ongoing public health efforts to address obesity, but the authors stress that they could not investigate other factors that may increase the prevalence of diabetes among men, such as the drop in physical activity over time. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Weight Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Weight Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. Of course, everyone knows Ken O'Neill is here now. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I just shot you the phone number. The one we've been calling is dead.
Okay, well, that'll have to wait. We have to start the show real quick, and then we're going to get the good doctor on the line with this. We have a great show planned today, Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. We're going to be talking to Dr. Jonathan Sullivan about his new book, Barbell Medicine. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jerry Mixon to talk about, does hormone replacement therapy really matter? Ken, why don't you go ahead and introduce, can you turn your mic down just a little bit? I don't know if you have a potentiometer to make your mic a little less hot.
Is it too loud?
Yeah, well, just picking up a lot of background noise. It sounds like you're in a wind tunnel.
It's a fan, actually. It's 100 degrees in Texas.
Ah, that's right. Texas, where they still hang people for stealing cattle, by the way.
We're very much the contemporary Middle Ages.
Yeah, there you go. But how about you do this? I'm going to mute my microphone. You go ahead and introduce the good doctor, and I'll get him on the line. How's that sound?
Great.
Okay, sit tight. Go ahead, Ken.
All right, let's have a drum roll. Today's guest, I ran into through a compelling article that he published on Mark Ripito's Starting Strength website 3 years ago. The article is entitled Barbell Training is Big Medicine. Since then, he's continued publishing insightful, provocative articles on the website. Who is he? His name is Jonathan Sullivan. He goes by Sully. He is both an MD and a PhD. His work is incredibly cutting edge. He has videos on the site that I highly recommend. You know, we're in a time where just about everybody wants to be an internet guru, citing scientific publications that many of them demonstrate an ineptness for even understanding the title. Sully has done a series of three videos addressing how specifically to read a scientific article, understand it, assess it, and come to conclusions. He's also published 2011, 2012, and 2013 reviews of publications pertaining to fitness and strength for each of those years. They're very good academic quality, and he's got a way with words, and he doesn't waste words, and he drops bombs here and there that I'm not used to in academic publications and thoroughly love. So we're particularly blessed today to have with us Dr. Jonathan Sullivan, and I'm wondering if Carl's got him hooked up.
Yeah, he's here. He can talk directly to you.
All right. Good morning, Sully.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Carl.
How you doing?
Hi.
We're all here. Why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a bit about what you're doing, particularly in the world of strength training, education, publications?
You've already given me a great introduction. I'm a emergency physician. I work in a level one trauma center in Detroit, and I was previously involved in research on brain ischemia, which is a condition that occurs when blood flow is interrupted to the brain. So I was a physician scientist until quite recently, when I retired from basic science research. And I'm a lifelong athlete, if you will. I've always been a very active person. I've been involved in martial arts for a very long time. I've always been engaged to one degree or another in strength training, although for most of my life I didn't know what I was doing. And I actually came to my current involvement in strength training as a result of my research on brain ischemia. In doing research on stroke and brain ischemia, me and my group got very interested in the role of growth factors like insulin and insulin-like growth factor on its ability to salvage brain tissue in the setting of an ischemic insult.
Hey, Dr. Sullivan.
Yeah.
So you must be really excited about thymosin beta 4.
I'm excited about all of these kinds of things, especially growth factors.
Okay.
Anyway, in doing research on growth factors, I came across a paper some years back that looked at the elaboration of growth factors, including insulin and IGF-1, doing heavy resistance training, especially squatting. Turns out it's a fairly typical result. You take bros, you have them squat, you measure their insulin-like growth factor or their insulin or some other trophic factor before and after they squat, and you find that it really spikes. Well, I knew from my research on brain ischemia that these growth factors were very important for preventing tissue atrophy and tissue apoptosis or cell suicide, and that really got my attention. And I was also interested in getting stronger myself. And so I started looking more into barbell training, and that inquiry led me to Mark Ripito, and I read his books. They made enormous sense to me as a physiologist and as a physician and as an athlete, and I got involved in the starting strength system of training. Eventually, I got to know Mark Ripito, and I published an article on his website called Barbell Training is Big Medicine, which for some reason attracted a lot of attention. And I worked with him on a couple of projects ever since, and perhaps we'll have a chance to talk about those. And it's been sort of a circuitous route, but I've basically come to look at barbell training as really the most powerful weapon that we have against some of the more hideous depredations of aging.
Yeah. And that's, you're going to love, the audience will love you, because this is something that we've been promoting on this show for 9 years now. And it's wonderful. And
yes,
why more within the medical orthodoxy don't acknowledge this is beyond me. But anyway, go ahead, Ken. Sorry about that.
Well, it's the role of people like Sully as paradigm pioneers to, in doing transdisciplinary work, to provide that very leadership. And that's why I'm so excited to have him on. There are some other physicians that are doing similar things. And the extent to which we get them all talking, we're going to start changing parts of the world to grassroots.
And you know what? And we have to actually take a break. So this is a perfect segue right here. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Dr. Jonathan Sullivan and, of course, Ken O'Neill, who is transmitting today from the peak of Shambhala. And that's why you hear that wind in the background when he is online with us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Welcome back to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio with my co-host Ken O'Neill. Hey Ken, how are you? And of course, oops, sorry about that, Ken. That was my fault. When we bring Ken into the studio, I'm working two different boards at the same time. I apologize. And then of course, Dr. Jonathan Sullivan for joining us. So Ken, why don't you pick it up and take it where you want to go?
Well, where I want to go is we laid out an agenda the other night, and for the next segment, I'd like Sully to tell us of the program he and Mark Ripito and others are developing. My sense of it is a peerless new paradigm in not only training but continuing education and staying on top of the emerging new world of fitness and health. Go for it.
I don't know if I'm really the program, the training program is there, and it's been there for a long time. What I think is happening is that we're seeing an increasing awareness of the applicability of a very straightforward program of strength training using progressive overload and just a few big multi-joint barbell exercises towards large populations, everybody, not just young men who want to get pumped up and huge, but for everybody, for health and fitness. The Starting Strength Coaches Organization was formed a couple of years ago by Mark Ripito. It's a national organization for certified starting strength coaches. And that credential started out as being a difficult one to get. It's a very rigorous credential. It requires an ability not to, you know, perform well on an open book test over the internet. It rather demands that a prospective starting strength coach demonstrate the ability to perform the lifts competently, to teach the lifts competently, and to solve common problems with the lift. In other words, to actually communicate with and coach a lifter in a manner that is productive and safe and competent. It also entails the completion of what was one of the most horrible examinations I ever took in my life, written examination, not a multiple choice question examination over the internet, but an essay examination that tests the prospective coach's ability to communicate biological and biomechanical and training and programming principles in an effective way. So these individuals who get certified as starting strength coaches are enormously competent. They've already passed some pretty high hurdles. In the last couple of years, we have introduced a new maintenance of certification process for starting strength coaches. I was asked by Mark Ripito to help develop this process, and I immediately looked to the maintenance of certification process that's used for emergency physicians by the American Board of Emergency Medicine for us to hang on to our credentials. And so we have instituted a maintenance of certification process for starting strength coaches that entails ongoing certification of coaching practice, ongoing involvement with the model, and a process of lifelong learning. Starting strength coaches are now required to read about 15 papers a year, a lot of them peer-reviewed scientific articles from the biomedical literature, and to demonstrate in a written examination that they understand and have assimilated those papers. They're required to basically undergo the entire platform coaching process by auditing a coaching seminar once every 3 years and to attend our national conference once every 3 years. The long and short of it is that this credential, the starting strength coach credential, has now become, in my opinion, the most rigorous coaching credential anywhere in the fitness industry, simply because of the demands that it makes on these people who are already very accomplished and have already demonstrated a high commitment. Now we're demanding a commitment to excellence and lifelong learning. And that enables these individuals to deliver a strength training program to a very broad populations, children, elderly people, women, men, middle-aged people, anybody who needs to get stronger. And that means basically everybody. So this has been, an extraordinary couple of years for this model, for this idea about bringing barbell training to the masses, if you will.
How many individuals are now certified in that program?
I actually don't know exactly how many it is, but I will tell you that after our introduction of this maintenance of certification process, we immediately lost a certain percentage of our cohort of coaches. I mean, this has already served to kind of thin the ranks, as it were. Not everybody is going to be able to maintain their certification under this maintenance of certification process. It wasn't our intention in the introduction of either the certificate or the maintenance of certification process to make money or to make people happy. No. Our intention here was to ensure that starting strength coaches are the very best. There aren't a lot of us. There are fewer of us now that we've introduced this process. But when somebody has a starting strength credential, a current starting strength credential, we want that to be a guarantee of excellence, that you can get on the platform with that coach and train productively and safely based on rational, biomechanical, biological, and programming principles.
Let's do this because we're coming near a break here. How can people learn more about the certification program?
Oh, that's easy. You can go to the website of the Starting Strength Coaches Association, which is at www.startingstrength.org.
Okay. And how long has this been in effect now? You've been doing this?
The maintenance of certification process was first introduced in late 2013, and it took final effect on January 1st, 2014.
Yeah, Mark's been was a guest on my show many, many years ago. It's been too long to even count back, to be honest with you. And he's really an astonishingly intuitive, instinctive trainer. I mean, he really is. I mean, he's very cerebral. And you know what else people don't know about him? He used to do radio back in the day.
Yes.
One time when he was on my show, he commented during the break. He goes, "You know, you're pretty good on a board." And I said, "He goes, were you a board op?" I says, "No." I says, "I learned how to do radio doing this show." And then he told me the story that he did radio, and I guess in Texas, I want to say it was. Maybe I'm wrong. I think it was.
Well, Sully's got me so fired up. I'm going to invite Mark Ripito to join us to go into this in some depth.
Yeah.
And what I want to really emphasize here is that imagine needing a physician and finding your physician hasn't kept a certification active.
Yeah.
Or worse, that he was a C-minus student in medical school. To me, the fitness industry really needs to come to grips with some standards, and what we're seeing here is the development of a gold standard that will hopefully set the pace.
Because what your coach is doing is not that different from what your physician is doing.
Well, now we're starting.
He's mucking around with your anatomy and your physiology.
Yes.
There has to be a commitment to excellence and to competence.
We have to break right here. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. I want to continue this discussion. The gravity of what this means, it's really important that we get this message across. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been
clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, harder, make it better, do it. Faster, makes us stronger.
Have you heard about Primal D yet? Go to primal-d.com. I finally put my toe. After 9 years, I said I would not exploit this audience. I would only introduce a product that was worthy of introduction, not something that dots the landscape every place you go. The first and only high-performance topical vitamin D supplement shown in research to have only the benefits of vitamin D supplementation without any of the unwanted effects. You don't have to take K2 with it. You don't have to worry about soft tissue calcification. It's vitamin D delivered the way nature intended. Go to primal-d.com today to learn more, read the science. Two, we have two distributors right now, one in the United States, Orbit Nutrition, and one in Mexico, Queonda Way, Q-U-E-O-N-D-A-W-H-E-Y.com, if you want to shop price against what we have on our website. Check it out. Welcome back. This is Transevolutionary Fitness Radio with my co-host Ken O'Neill and, of course, Dr. Jonathan Sullivan, who is really getting into this. Good. Ken, I think you have a comment about how we broke there.
Well, the first comment is that listeners out there, there's synergy going on here. You can count on the rest of the show being a lot of riffing. I am just beyond joy over hearing of this certification, continuing education program to build competent, skillful coaching. I've been around the Iron Game for 55 years. I've been around long before there were personal trainers. And personal training goes back maybe 25, 30 years. Prior to that, gym owners. As Bill Pearl has said, personal training became of importance when gym owners quit doing their job. But even then, their job was by and large bro science. It wasn't the real deal. In that time, I've witnessed the emergence of exercise physiology as a robust discipline all its own. And having done training in gyms, having worked in gyms, I'm reminded of what my dad said was the standard for military induction toward the end of World War II, when the availability of guys, the pool was getting really shrunk by the war. He used to say that the standard for getting in the Army toward the end of World War II was that you were, one, warm, and two, breathing. And my experience with the gym industry seems to suggest that that's, along with a certification, which generally costs you $600, being warm and breathing is about the viable standard. I've been told by YMCA officials that all training certifications are equal, and what you need to understand with that is not all trainers agree. I have never met such a group of incompetent people, by and large, with mile deep in opinionation and a lack of any curiosity about learning. I've heard things said that are false. So without further ado, let's jump back into what Sully was talking about and applaud it. It's a very important step in not only training, but a new medicine.
What I see here is, you know, for, when I first started doing this show 9 years ago, I used to complain that the medical orthodoxy didn't give physical culture the credit that it deserved, not only as a way to remain free of diseases of modernity, but also to actually improve health and lifespan in individuals.
Well, that's going to change.
Yeah, and that's fine. It's fine when you start doing things like this. So what happens? See, this is what I see, right? So then a physician looks at this certification as having some validity within the context of his practice. And he's like, well, you know what? Because this is why physicians are reluctant to recommend someone go to a gym, because majority of personal trainers out there, they take a personal training course and they do no continuing education whatsoever. Listen, things change in science every single day. And they're never up to date. They're still doing the same thing that they learned 15 years ago.
I don't believe most medical curriculum includes a unit in exercise physiology. Maybe an hour? What would you say to that, Sully?
I never received any instruction in exercise physiology except, you know, indirectly. You know, here's anaerobic glycolysis, here's aerobic, you know, oxidative phosphorylation and so forth. And, you know, beyond a sort of general exercise is good, doctors, it's still below the radar of the modern medical mind. But that's changing, and that's really what I'm all about, and it's why I think that it's so important that coaches be competent and that people learn more about strength training and about strength programming. To me, this program isn't what I'm focused on. What is not how we use this program to get football players stronger or fighters stronger. That's important. But I'm looking at it from the perspective of medicine. And in particular, I'm looking at it from the perspective of what I call the sick aging phenotype in developed countries, and as a way to combat that, as a health intervention, as a medicine. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. You said the other night something about the sick aging phenotype and the healthy aging phenotype as being, what, unique attributes of modernity or something to that effect? Could you expand on that?
What we see is a spectrum of health phenotypes, the extremes of which are what I call the healthy aging phenotype and the sick aging phenotype. And they're both modern aging phenotypes. They are both unique aging phenotypes in history. By phenotype, we simply mean the show type of an organism, the characteristics.
Visual presentation.
And
conformation and things like
right,
that.
Right, the health and the phenotype, right. the actual expression of all of the factors that go into making that organism what it is today.
Right.
And both the healthy aging phenotype and the sick aging phenotype are both modern aging phenotypes. They're both made possible by modernity, by modern technology, by modern abundance, by the relative peace and stability of the modern world. I know that's hard to believe, but the world is relatively more peaceful and stable than it used to be. And so, Now you have a healthy aging phenotype where people can live into their 80s free of smallpox and syphilis and famine and the depredations of general war, and they can keep their teeth and they can remain sexually active and robust and healthy. And then on the other hand, you have a sick aging phenotype, which I hope we get to talk about a little bit more, which is equally supported by the modern world. It's equally a product of the modern world. And unfortunately, the sick aging phenotype is the modern aging phenotype that seems to be increasingly dominant in developed and industrialized societies. We see more of the sick aging phenotype, unfortunately, than of the healthy aging phenotype. And
by that, are you meaning what some others would call chronic degenerative conditions?
What I mean is a constellation of obesity, sedentary lifestyle, insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, sarcopenia, osteopenia, frailty, and loss of function, culminating finally in a hideous long-term purgatory and finally death from diabetes or heart disease or stroke or falling down and breaking your hip or depression or dementia.
You know, think about that. I'm just sitting here. Images of my mom and my dad passed before my eyes because they were part of that generation that did not question their doctor. The doctor was right. He was God. He was the closest thing to God. Chances are the doctor may have been more powerful than your priest if you were born Catholic. And, you know, look at those poor people, how they died in institutions, withering away, clueless about what was going on around them. And that is... that is the earmark of polypharmacy. This is
polypharmacy is part of the sick
yes,
aging phenotype.
Yes. And you know what? And what I was getting at was from an emotional standpoint, think about how, look, you have not changed. I'm 56 years old. I'm still that 16-year-old kid inside my head. Do you know what that's got to be like to be relegated to immobility, unclear thoughts, a lackluster life, nothing to hang on for, having someone change your diaper? Folks, this country needs to wake the F up because this is the fast train.
Obscenity is the word you're looking for.
The fast train. I can't curse. This is a family show. This is a fast train, and we're on it. You know what? 300 years ago, 400 years ago, they were not on it. I mean, ischemic events, cardiac ischemic events did not start to become mainstream diseases until late into the 1940s and 50s, and that was blamed on the introduction of the first hydrogenated oil, Crisco. I mean, we've talked about that on the show. It's avoidable. Why isn't anyone paying attention to this? That's what always bugs me, especially
well,
at the Capitol Hill.
Well, that's what we're here to do. We're here to change some of that world with attention.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, and we'll also give you the website again if you want to get certified. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D presale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, hey, now ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I challenge anybody to try the clearly filtered pitcher and tell me that your water does not taste different. Not just different from tap water, but different from bottled water or anything else you're buying right now. I got to tell you real quick, I ran out of distilled water the other day and had to iron a shirt. And I was like, oh man, anytime I use tap water, I end up with white dust all over my shirt. I used it from the clearly filtered bottle. It was just like distilled water. I'm telling you, it's the best filter in the world. And we get a great discount as well as a free shipping. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com today. Ken O'Neill and Dr. Jonathan Sullivan. I guess you got called Sully a lot. Did you grow up on the East Coast? Oh, I'm sorry. I had your mic killed. I'm sorry. Repeat, please.
No, I still get called Sully a lot.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Arizona.
Oh, cool. I've spent
Did you? Where?
Phoenix, Prescott, Chino Valley.
Uh-huh.
I lived in Tempe for a while during a life transition. It was really cool.
Tempe was a life transition for me, too.
Ah! That's good
I
to know.
I lived in Tucson for 12 years, and that was a life transition.
Oh, that's funny.
In any event, Sully, you said you'd like to hope that you could air more about the sick aging phenotype, and I wonder if you can do that in relation to not only the adverse side of that, but transitioning people in a medical or healing practice from the sick aging phenotype to a what you call athletes of aging.
Well, I think that allopathic medicine, the kind of medicine that MDs and increasingly DOs practice, has actually the way we classically practice it has limited effectiveness against the sick aging phenotype. I mean,
here we are after a century of scientific medicine, and we only see the sick aging phenotype being more predominant.
Isn't it amazing how that can occur in a world that we have critical thinking? One of our ancestral gifts, critical thinking, has kind of been bred out of us.
Well, I don't know, because I think critical thinking is going to get us out of it. Physicians, unfortunately, are extraordinarily literature resistant. They're resistant even to their own literature. But we know, and physicians are increasingly know, that the most powerful medicine we have, and in particular the most powerful medicine that we have against the sick aging phenotype, is exercise. Exercise is a medicine that, instead of just masking over or treating the symptoms, gets to the root of the sick aging phenotype and gives us the power to arrest that phenotype or even potentially transform it into a healthy aging phenotype. And there's absolutely no argument about that. The evidence is just overwhelming that exercise is the most powerful medicine that we have, and that it goes right to the root of the problem. So as a physician, when I look at that, the question that I ask myself increasingly, not just as a physician but as somebody who's getting older fast, is, well, what is the proper formulation of that medicine? I mean, you have to look at it like you would look at any other medicine. What is the proper formulation of that medicine?
The lowest effective dose?
What is the dosing for this medicine? How is it to be administered? How frequently? How is it to be formulated? How is it to be delivered? So that takes us from the idea of exercise as medicine to an exercise prescription. And each population requires a different exercise prescription, and my particular interest is in the aging population, and in particular those people who have already begun to manifest or are at risk of manifesting a sick aging phenotype. And so
Isn't it sad that you have to prescribe activity that is part of our evolutionary makeup? And I mean, and nowadays we have to tell people, look, you must move more. I mean, I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, are we really destined? Are we really doomed as a species? Is this us? We're going to put ourselves out?
It's perhaps sad, and it's certainly tragic that so many people are affected by a lifestyle of lassitude and abundance.
I've had anthropologists.
I don't think it's as bad as all that, because again, I think it's our technological civilization and the scientific method that got us into this mess. But it's only our technological civilization and the scientific method that are going to get us.
Yes,
out.
I agree.
But disseminating that
information is the. I put a meme up on Facebook just recently. That was a recycled one from last year, and it said the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. That's going to determine whether your genes are going to be around 200 years from now, or they're just going to kind of run out of steam, so to speak, and you're going to, I mean, children will start developing diseases of modernity earlier and earlier. They won't procreate. Their genes are gone. And so this is actually the slow plague that will have a renaissance at the end of people who got the right information and they survived and they thrived.
Yeah, but I have to ask you, looking at this from the other side of the equation here, when we're talking about the sick aging phenotype, we're talking to a certain extent about people who have already had their full opportunity to pass on their genetic material. What I'm kind of interested in is stopping a slow-motion public health train wreck that is really crippling our nation and our civilization. And I think the only, you know, one of the most powerful things that we can do is to formulate a rational and effective and safe exercise prescription.
Absolutely.
For that population.
Epidemiologists declared a decade ago that we are already in a pandemic of degenerative conditions, or what you're calling sick aging phenotype. Last summer, special edition of The Lancet reported that in 2007 worldwide there were more deaths due to sedentary conditions than tobacco.
Right. And so what we know is that we can get to the root of this sick aging phenotype, which we all see all around us, with exercise medicine. And again, as I say, the proper question to then ask is, what is the proper formulation of that medicine and what is its proper administration? And I believe that the argument can be made based on a mountain of literature that has been accumulating over the last 10, 15, 20 years, that for the sick aging phenotype, that exercise prescription should be built around training for strength.
Yep.
Not this long, slow distance aerobic cardiovascular training.
Muscle is
turns on switches, right?
The sick aging phenotype needs strength training.
That is
my position. That's where I'm coming from.
When I first started doing this show, for the first year, I signed off every show by saying muscle is metabolic currency. So get into the gym and make a deposit today. And that was built on a discussion I had with a fella who did a study at the VA hospital in California, a very large study, 16,000 men, and the study was the strongest men lived the longest. The men at the beginning of the study that had the strongest leg press were the ones that lived longest and maintained their strength longer. And I used to say, look, you, the way you save money, you better save muscle on your carcass. Otherwise, that money you saved is going to go to pay somebody to change your diaper and change the TV channel for you.
That's exactly right. And we have come a long way since that BMJ article in learning exactly how old people lose muscle, what kind of muscle fibers they use, and how people, aging people, respond to a strength training intervention. The amount of data on this has just become overwhelming.
Please plug your website again. We're coming narrowly to close to the end. Plug your website so people can reach out to you.
Startingstrength.org is the website of the Starting Strength Coaches Association, and people should also visit startingstrength.com, where they can learn more about this model of training, where they can find resources that will help them enter this world of training and just kind of get started.
You're at that startingstrength.com, be sure to find the videos and the articles by Dr. Sullivan. They're worth their weight in gold. I'd like to say that I feel like we've just warmed up. And knowing of your forthcoming book, I'd certainly vote to have you back at least once more, preferably a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be a pleasure.
Okay, and then Ken, please plug your services as well.
Oh, I'm available for distance coaching, if you will. And I have an approach that is, how should I put it, complementary to what Dr. Sullivan's doing. Our world is very much alike as far as guiding ideas is concerned. And you can contact me either through Facebook at Ken O'Neill or at my website, my blog site, transevolutionaryfitness.com.
There you go. So that's how you reach out to Ken. And just want to remind everybody that on August the 28th, on Thursday, we did a show where the last guest who came on was Dr. Alejandro Lucia, who finally published a well-done study that shows that elite athletes live longer than the general population. The salient information in that study was if you're burning 1,500 calories or more a day in high-intensity physical activity, such as weighted cardio like sled pulling and stuff like that, you live longer. Let's do this. Let's break at the top of the hour. We have news, and then we're going to talk about why hormone replacement therapy. Why hormone replacement therapy? Stay tuned. You're listening to
Thank you for being with us, Dr. Sullivan.
Yes, thank you. He's still there. There you go. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton.
Training your brain to prefer healthy foods. It may be possible to train the brain to prefer healthy, low-calorie foods over unhealthy, high-calorie foods, according to new research by scientists at the Jean Mayer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. Published online in the journal Nutrition and Diabetes, a brain scan study in adult men and women suggests that it is possible to reverse the addictive power of unhealthy food while also increasing preference for healthy foods. We don't start out in life loving French fries and hating, for example, whole wheat pasta, said senior author Susan B. Roberts, director of the Energy Metabolism Laboratory at the USDA HNRCA. This conditioning happens over time in response to eating repeatedly what is in the toxic food environment. Scientists have suspected that once unhealthy food addiction circuits are established, they may be hard or impossible to reverse, subjecting people who have gained weight to a lifetime of unhealthy cravings and temptations. To find out whether the brain can be retrained to support healthy food choices, Roberts and colleagues studied the reward system in 13 overweight and obese men and women. Both groups underwent MRI brain scans at the beginning and end of a 6-month period. Among those who participated in the weight loss program, the brain scans revealed changes in areas of the brain reward center associated with learning and addiction. After 6 months, this area had increased sensitivity to healthy, low-calorie foods, indicating an increased reward and enjoyment of healthier food cues. The area also showed decreased sensitivity to the unhealthy, high-calorie foods. The weight loss program is specifically designed to change how people react to different foods, and our study shows that those who participated in it had an increased desire for healthier foods along with a decreased preference for unhealthy foods, the combined effects of which are probably critical for sustainable weight control, said co-author Sai Krupa Das. Coming up in 60 seconds, more Superhuman News on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Obesity's biggest contributor to increase in type 2 diabetes in U.S. Rising obesity rates are the greatest contributor to the increasing prevalence of type 2 diabetes in the United States, accounting for all of the increase in women and about half the increase in men, new comparative data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey indicate. Published in Annals of Internal Medicine,
The analysis involved 23,932 participants ages 20 to 74 years. From 1980 to 2010, diabetes prevalence increased from 4.7% to 11.2% in men and 5.7% to 8.7% in women. After adjustment for age, race, ethnicity, and BMI, diabetes prevalence still showed an increase in men but not in women, and BMI was the greatest contributor to change in after adjustments for both sexes. Body mass index was the greatest contributor we saw to the increase in the prevalence of type 2 diabetes over time in both men and women, said Andy Menke, senior research analyst of social and scientific systems at Silver Spring, Maryland. But unlike aging, race, and ethnicity, body mass can be changed. Studies have indicated obesity may be plateauing in the U.S., and that's a positive step, but we'd really like to see it start to decrease because our study suggests that we could see much lower prevalence of diabetes if we were able to decrease overweight and obesity to the levels seen in 1976 to 1980, he noted. The fact that BMI accounted for only half the increased prevalence of type 2 diabetes in men means the remainder of the rise is unexplained, Dr. Menke and colleagues stress. The substantial contribution of BMI to the prevalence of diabetes in both men and women supports ongoing public health efforts to address obesity, but the authors stress that they could not investigate other factors that may increase the prevalence of diabetes among men, such as the drop in physical activity over time. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss?
Welcome back. You know, you can't stop talking about HRT, and that's because there's constantly emerging science that has to be compared to what we know and applied to critical thinking so that you can determine for yourself if HRT is right for you, not right for you. So we always want to keep that dialogue going. My next guest is Dr. Jerry Mixon. How you doing, Dr. Mixon?
Listen, if the scoundrels down in Olympia find out how good I'm feeling, they're going to find a way to tax it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, you don't want that to happen. That's for sure.
No, well, let's keep it a secret. Just drinks me, you, and a few of our friendly listeners.
There you go. That sounds good to me. Now, I want to talk about some things that are emerging. And one of the things that you mentioned to me that really piqued my interest, and this is something, you know, when you apply critical thinking to how hormones affect the etiology of diseases, you have to think to yourself something else is going on, because clearly if this hormone was the sole cause of this disease and not corollary to it, then when those hormones are the highest, you would develop these diseases at a greater frequency, which makes me look at children and go, wait a minute, if, you know, estrogen is bad for girls and causes all these diseases, then clearly we'd see a lot of young girls who are going through puberty and beyond developing these diseases, but we don't, which makes, if you're a critical thinker, you go, well, wait a minute, maybe these hormones are corollary. And the one that's kind of counterintuitive that you mentioned earlier is the relationship between estrogen and breast cancer. It seems that maybe there's a little a crack in that now?
Well, it's not a crack. There's a gulf. If you look at an overlay of two separate graphs, one is a graph of estradiol levels in healthy human women. They peak at about age 18. They're fairly stable till about 20 or 25, and then they start to decline. The lowest risk of breast cancer is when the estrogen levels are highest. As the levels start to decline, then the risk of breast cancer starts to rise. You know, most women, in fact, many physicians are under the mistaken impression that estrogen levels hit the floor or at the bottom when a woman goes through menopause. But the reality is that when a woman's uterus stops responding, she's only had about a 35% decline in estrogen levels from her level at age 35. She's about 50% below her 18-year-old level.
Right.
And those levels continue to decline, and they don't really hit their nadir until she's about 75 years old. As those estrogen levels decline, the risk of breast cancer continues to rise, and it finally plateaus when the estrogen levels level off at their bottom. So you see two plateaus, one at the peak, one at the bottom, and that's when the risk is at its lowest versus highest. What we've found on the Women's Health Initiative Women's Health Initiative study that was done in 2002, the one that terrified everybody about hormone replacement therapy, is that the women who got estrogen did not get an increased risk of breast cancer. The women who got the Provera, the medroxyprogesterone acetate,
right,
the synthetic progestogen, they had an increased risk of breast cancer. We now know from the French European Three Nation study that followed 82,000 women for 12 years that the synthetic progestogens increased the risk of breast cancer by 68%. The estrogen women who only got the estrogens actually had a 33% reduction in breast cancer if their estrogen was started within 10 years of menopause. The later that was started, the less their risk of breast cancer. If you didn't start it until they were 70, you only got a 20% reduction in breast cancer. But at no point did you get an increase in breast cancer.
Huh.
The earlier you started it, before the damage was done, the lower the risk of breast cancer. Now, those women who got estrogen and the progestogen, you look at it, you have a one hormone that'll give you up to a 33% reduction in breast cancer, another that will give you a 68% increase. So if you got them both, you ended up with a 23% increase in breast cancer.
Are you saying that unopposed estrogen is better than combining the two?
Well, certainly for the breast.
But wait a minute. But we also have to tease something else out. Forget the argument about equine estrogens and progestins, okay? They used a methylated hormone so that it would survive first-pass liver degradation, which in and of itself carries thrombotic risks, all sorts of cancer risks. So we see this even in corticosteroid administration that's in a similar delivery system and so on. So we have some smoke in the room that we go, well, wait a minute, is it possible that estrogen and progesterone? The other thing is that progesterone is cyclical in a woman's cycle to a greater degree than estrogen, but when they give them HRT, they put them on the same dose day in and day out.
Well, they've actually looked at both cyclic and constant doses of progestogens, and it turns out that most of the synthetic progestogens increase the risk of breast cancer.
Makes sense. They're synthetic.
But the real progesterone, which is what the human body makes, does not increase the risk of breast cancer, whether it's given cyclically or whether it's given consistently.
And doesn't that make sense? I mean, Dr. Mixon,
yes.
I mean, these are things showing up in the body, and the body goes, oh, I remember you. The synthetic ones come in, and the body goes, oh, where's the immune system? Something's wrong here. Something infiltrated us. What do we do with this?
Well, and that's the point, is that if you give women back the things that are designed to be in their body, they do well with it. When you give them hormones that in some ways are similar but in other ways are different, they're going to hit the receptors to a different degree with different binding affinity, and they're going to hit different receptor patterns. So basically, progesterone good, synthetic progestogens as a group bad, estrogen good, but again, dosing, route of administration, which estrogen, all make a difference.
Well, we have to take a break. I want to throw something else into the mix. And I'm having a moment of clarity and critical thinking, and we have to take a break. I want to talk about this on the other side of the break, but first I want to plug your website. For those of you who are in and around the state of Washington, LM, which stands for Longevity Medicine, lmclinic.com. You have three facilities in the state of Washington, correct?
That's right. We have one in Linwood, one in Kirkland, and one in Tacoma.
So go to the website, lmclinic.com, and check it out if you're in that area. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Dr. Jerry Mixon. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that Primal D is the only high-performance topical vitamin D product you will find on the market today, formulated specifically to be convenient. One spray is all you need, probably every other day. The research shows that topically absorbed vitamin D increases 25-hydroxy to a greater degree than similar doses at oral administration. There are two distributors currently handling Primal D. One is OrbitNutrition.com, and the other is in Mexico, Queonda Way, Q-U-E-O-N-D-A-W-H-E-Y.com, and we will be opening more distribution up. This is vitamin D delivered the way nature intended. Check it out. Go to Primal-D.com today. So we're talking with Dr. Jerry Mixon right now, and we're talking just about HRT, emerging research, and stuff like that, and we were talking about the whole linkage between, oh, the supposed linkage between estrogen and breast cancer. And, okay, so keep in mind, Dr. Mixon, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a talking head. I get behind this microphone. I get to interview some of the most brilliant minds in science. I'm very lucky for what I do for a living.
And then you get to talk to me at other times.
No, I'm including you. I'm including you. That's why I'm going to ask you. I'm going to present a supposition to you like a college student, okay?
All right, okay. Go ahead.
So, as women age, estrogen levels, endogenous estrogen levels decrease. Estrogen has been associated with lipolytic effects, contrary to most people who think that they're lipogenic. The body has a unique ability to produce estradiol through aromatization, but that has to happen in fat cells. So the body, in an effort to cantilever its or leverage itself, says upregulate fat so that we can have more estradiol. The body does this very, very effectively. It's one of our evolutionary gifts. However, you have to understand that the precursor to aromatase is cyclooxygenase. So in order for more aromatase to be produced, the body, the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade must upregulate the pro-inflammatory enzyme, cyclooxygenase 1 and 2.
Yes.
So you get a concurrent rise in estradiol and a concurrent rise in the chronic inflammatory effects of cyclooxygenase. This is why women who have high estrogen levels that are obese have higher cancer rates, because of the environment becomes pro-inflammatory. And we know that inflammation affects mitochondria. Mitochondria goes south first in the cancer cell before the genetics change. I mean, this makes perfect sense to me. Now, you tell me, am I off?
Well, you're right, but I think you've got a still incomplete picture.
Okay, go ahead.
You were talking about evolutionary development. All right, let's look at the way things are set up for evolution. Nature doesn't know anything about our religions, our ethics, our morality, or our society. It knows survival of the species, not the individual. Okay, we were designed to start having kids in our teens. That's when our sex drive is at its peak. You remember being 16, 17, 18 years old?
Very well.
You couldn't think about much else, right?
Very well, yes.
Yeah. So your whole body is driving you to have sex, reproduce, you know, for girls to get pregnant is about the time they start to menstruate, and from then on. If you had your kids in your teens, how old would you be when your kids were old enough to have their own kids?
I would be 30
in
years old.
30. 20,
yeah, in my 30s.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it. Early 30s. When did your body start heading downhill?
Pretty much
in your
30s.
Early 30s.
Yeah.
Precisely. You see, you're designed to have children, to stay strong and durable long enough to protect those children until they can have children. Then the plan is you're supposed to get slow, fat, weak, die, get out of the way, and quit consuming resources that your children and grandchildren need. The problem with that plan is we don't like it. And so
that's right.
You know, we're trying to do everything we can to avoid that plan. But this whole hormonal milieu is designed to further nature's plan. Your estrogen levels, a woman's estrogen levels start declining in her 30s. A man's testosterone levels start declining in his 30s. Your growth hormone levels start declining in both genders in their late 20s to early 30s. Your dehydroepiandrosterone starts to decline. All of the anabolic hormones are declining. as the anabolic hormone levels decline, you are less and less able to make lean tissue of any kind. So your muscle starts to thin out, your bone thins out, your ligaments and tendons don't grow as well, but also your brain, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs, all of the lean tissues become less capable of healing, repairing, and growing, and you shift your metabolism preferentially towards fat. Fat is not just energy storage. We have now identified over 80 different inflammatory cytokines, enzymes, peptides, and hormones produced by fat that increase your risk of dementia, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, all because fat is actually a very active peptide hormone enzyme producing tissue. It's an enormous gland, and the more fat you got, the more of those inflammatory, destructive peptides and enzymes you're producing that are circulating throughout your body. Fat bad, lean good. Conversely, muscle is also a very active hormone enzyme, peptide, immune factor producing tissue. We've identified now more than 100 different products produced by muscle. And the more muscle you got, the more actively and intensely it is exercised, the more of these so-called myokines that are effectively the inverse of the adipocytokines that you produce. The problem is that as you age, you're less and less capable of making the muscle, and you've preferentially shifted your production towards fat.
Well, unless you are hormonally optimized. I've been on testosterone since 2007. I'm stronger today than I was in my 20s. I'm more muscular today than I was in my 20s. So I continue to get stronger.
I am 67 years old. I can run, jump, leap, cavort, dance far better than I could have at 35 or 40.
Right.
I'm leaner, stronger. But you see, that's what our whole clinic does. What we tell people is our purpose is not to wait and then treat disease. Our job is to make people as lean, strong, fat, smart, and sexy as humanly possible at any point in their life. So I've got people in their mid-70s that are doing double backflips on the trampoline.
Well, we're having this discussion about estrogen and breast cancer at a perfect time because Elisa Profumo just emailed me a study that's just been published in JAMA. And basically the summary of the study is double mastectomies don't yield a reduction in cancers.
Yeah, I saw that study. Actually, it looked at survival. It does not improve survival.
Okay.
Women who received a double mastectomy had an 81 or 82% survival. Women who did not get it, who only had a lumpectomy and radiation, had an 83% survival.
Man.
Statistically insignificant. But the fact is, yeah, taking off both of those breasts gave you no better result than just doing a lumpectomy and radiation.
And if anything, the stress associated from a woman's perspective of losing two body parts that embody what we see as a woman and the ongoing embarrassment or stress from that has to take a toll on a life in and of itself. I can't imagine
a woman
comes out of it 5 or 6 years later and goes, well, I'm really comfortable. You know, I've had breast reconstruction surgery. I look like I still, but I know that I don't. It's on their mind. It has to be.
Of course it is.
We have to go into the break. When we come back from the break, I would like for you to kind of just sum up how women should look at estrogen and breast cancer so that dialogues potentially change when they see their doctors. They just don't summarily go, okay, you know, let's do whatever you want to do to me here because of this. How should we address estrogen? Because obviously the first line of defense quite often is estrogen blockade therapy, which takes its toll on a woman and her health. Quite often they develop other issues, I would dare say diseases related to the unusually lowered level of estrogen that actually makes them more prone to neurological disorders like ALS and Parkinson's disease. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side with Dr. Jerry Mixon. You can go to the website LM for Longevity Medicine, lmclinic.com. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. My guest this hour is Dr. Jerry Mixon. He's with the Longevity Medicine Clinic in Washington State, lmclinic.com. If you're in that area and you would like to be treated by a forward-leaning, insightful, and importantly, open to communication physician about your own longevity protocol, check him out. So what do you think, Dr. Mixon? Should women... Is the jury out and we still have to wait, or is estrogen blockade therapy, should it be done initially as a rescue method, but then the woman should be put back on estrogen? What's the answer here, you think?
Well, you got several questions implicit in that. Let me kind of try and review the state of the art at the moment. For one thing, there's a difference in preventing breast cancer and treating breast cancer. And the things that work for one don't necessarily help the other.
You know, as I was saying it, I was thinking about it. Really, the time to look at estrogen is not when you've been diagnosed. It's when you're starting to go through menopause and appropriately getting on HRT for a variety, for pleiotropic benefits, and then you don't develop the breast cancer.
Well, or at least you lower your risk.
Right.
And remember, a woman started around age 50 on her estrogens can lower her risk by about 33%. That still means that 67% of the women, or 67% of the breast cancers, will still occur.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to have to treat a certain number of breast cancer. You simply treat fewer of them if the women are started on estrogen at the appropriate times. But an estrogen progesterone receptor positive breast cancer makes its own estrogen. It's not dependent on the circulating estrogen.
How smart.
those tumors actually grab all of the estrogen precursors.
Well, and you know, it stands to reason. They also make their own telomerase. So they never have, they replicate perfectly time after time.
You got it. And so they grab the pregnenolone, the dehydroepiandrosterone, the andosindione, the testosterone, the estrones, and they pull those into the tumor, and the tumor makes its own estradiol. So we use estrogen blockade therapy to block the tumor from making this high-dose estradiol, which is a mitogen, a stimulant, to allow the tumor to grow. But in the process of blockading the tumor's production, you're blockading the entire body's production. Now, cardiovascular risk rises dramatically. So your risk of having heart attacks and strokes go up, dementia goes up, osteoporosis goes up. You know, all of the estrogen deficiency pathologies are triggered in the process of blockading that tumor. The ideal would be, of course, if we had a drug that would block the tumor's production but did not hit the rest of the body. But we're not there yet. We don't have those. And obviously, if you don't stop the tumor, it doesn't do you any good to avoid dementia and osteoporosis if you die.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so let's switch gears here a little bit. Now let's talk about something for men. Let's talk about testosterone, if we can. Testosterone had become the focus of, sorry for the phone ringing in the background, there's no way for me to stop it right now. Testosterone had become kind of the stepchild of the medical industry recently and the target of many class action law firms when two poorly done, poorly interpreted studies were released solely for their press release headline impact factor, both last quarter of 2013, first quarter of 2014, which made a lot of men rethink testosterone and or even abandon their testosterone if they were new to it and didn't already realize the amount of the benefits and they weren't critical thinkers. What's new on the horizon of testosterone?
Well, what's new is, in many respects, what's old. Testosterone has been, men with low testosterone have a dramatically increased risk of dementia, heart attacks, strokes, osteoporosis, depression. Low testosterone men don't tolerate stress. They get depressed. They have basically an overwhelming ennui. They lose their masculine characteristics. High testosterone men are the inverse. I liked one of the papers that came out in response to this. It was actually published by Synagenix, who is one of my far more expensive competitors down in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But Synagenix went through, reviewed their papers of men who were on testosterone or were on growth hormone or on a testosterone and growth hormone combination. And what they found was the men that were on testosterone growth hormone combination, you know, they basically improving their anabolic load as much as possible, had 1/7 the incidence of cardiovascular incidents compared to the general population. And they had 1/11 the risk of strokes compared to the general population. So, you know, that's a rather dramatic finding. Those two Veterans Administration studies, you know, looking at testosterone given to men who had new onset heart disease or were undergoing placement of stents in their cardiovascular tree.
I mean, you take a sick population and you do anything to them, and the numbers are going to change, and you're going to blame it on whatever you did. First of all, I mean,
yes.
But more importantly, no one look. First of all, the first study, no one was taking the testosterone over a 2-year period. The average number of prescriptions filled was 3. Some men got to 2 and stopped. The smallest percentage of men actually, and when you look at the prescriptions being filled, you go to yourself, this study should have been called take your testosterone or suffer a heart attack.
Basically, because, yes.
But they didn't, that's not as exciting, you know?
Well, it's not as newsworthy, yes. But in fact, I want to jump back to women for just a second, and then I want to come back into men, all right? About 30,000 women a year die of breast cancer. 300,000 women a year die of cardiovascular disease. 10 times as many women die of cardiovascular disease as die of breast cancer. When you give that same study I was talking about, when you gave women their estrogen within 10 years of menopause, you had a 47% reduction in cardiovascular disease. So you cut the risk of heart attacks almost in half. You saved about 130,000 lives a year by putting those women on their estrogen. And if you put them on estradiol transdermally, like the French studies are showing, you got another 40% reduction. So you ended up with a nearly 70% reduction in cardiovascular disease, which kills 10 times as many women as breast cancer. Just thought that you ladies might want to know that.
Yeah, that's great.
So we talk about breast cancer. The big killer with women is cardiovascular disease, and estrogen used appropriately, especially transdermal estradiol as opposed to the conjugated equine estrogens orally, has an enormous impact.
Ask you a question. There are some women that don't do well, whether it's absorptive related, whether it is metabolized faster, or whether it's converted to some other downstream hormone before it gets into the bloodstream. Some women don't do well with transdermal estrogens. What about estrogen base? In other words, no methylation, just a straight biased capsule. I know that's been shown to increase estrone slightly over topical.
Well, but it increases cardiovascular risk. Your problem is that you were never designed to eat sex hormones. And, I mean, there is no natural source for sex hormones in our diet unless you're in the habit of eating raw ovaries or testicles, which, you know, pretty small incidence of anybody I know.
Yeah.
When you take a sex hormone as a pill, it's absorbed very quickly from the gut. It's carried by the portal circulation directly to the liver. It overwhelms the liver's ability to process it, and you interfere with the clotting cascade. You become hypercoagulable. You raise your risk of thrombophlebitis, pulmonary embolism, heart attacks, and strokes.
Yeah.
I have, in 17 years of running this clinic, thousands upon thousands of women, I've never yet found a woman that I cannot get her estradiol levels where I want them.
I want to talk about this.
We want to use transdermal.
There are women out there who are having trouble. Maybe we can get to the bottom of it when we come back from this break.
Let's talk about methods of solving that problem.
Yes, yes. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm talking with Dr. Jerry Mixon. His clinic, if you live in the Washington State area, is lmclinic.com. To learn more, go there. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied, vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay, so let's say a woman is going to a doctor and she's getting a complete HRT protocol, and one of those items that she's getting is biased. And she's rubbing it on her skin in the traditional areas. And let's assume that this is a not a hydroalcoholic gel, but something that performs even better, maybe a lecithin-based type organogel. So it's a phospholipid-based instead of an alcohol-based. So we would expect a little bit greater delivery. And she's doing it, and she's doing it, and keep upping her doses, and she's just not, it's not showing up in her blood. And because this happens all the time. This absolute, and there's a lot of theories on it, dehydration and blah, blah, blah. But so what would you do?
Okay. Well, first of all, I've got multiple factors involved with any transdermal delivery. First is, of course, what is the base? You address that. What is the concentration of the drug in the base? I can alter the concentration to virtually anything I want. The surface area to which it's applied, how thin or thick is the skin, how occlusive is that skin. Let me give you some examples. I like to use estradiol with a mixture of estriol. I never use an estrone because the estradiol, 70% of it's going to be converted to estrone in the liver anyway. So why throw the estrone into the mix? So I use estradiol with estriol, estriol being a terminal estrogen that tumors can't use. Women with a history of breast cancer, I use almost all estriol, so the tumor can't metabolize it. I like to apply it to the face and neck because the skin is very, very thin there. And that thin skin with a rich blood supply on face and neck, it gives very, very good absorption. It also makes that skin soft and feminine and dewy, which I like a lot. I will then often use progesterone cream at night because the progesterone levels will often make women a little drowsy. But the progesterone causes the skin to grow thicker and more elastic and fills in a lot of those little fine lines, so you don't need Botox as early in your life. If the face and neck is not quite enough, you can put some in the axilla, especially women that have shaved their axilla because now you don't have the hair interference. And the axilla almost acts like an occlusive dressing when your arm is down. Or, alternatively, if I really need to boost the levels even more, I can move down to the genitalia.
Right.
The mucous membrane absorbs it 6 to 12 times more efficiently than skin. And so applying some on the labia minora, the clitoris, or even a little bit intravaginally will give you gangbuster blood levels. So in 17 years of doing nothing but this has been my full-time specialty for the last 17 years, I have never yet found a woman that I can't put her blood levels where I want them without hitting the gut.
Yeah. That's good to know. Really, really good. So women don't have to abandon the topicals.
No,
they
don't. But sometimes the doctor has to be a little bit inventive, change the base, change the concentration, change the volume, change the application sites.
Yeah. So not to abandon testosterone, which so the bottom line right now is that there's several good studies out there that show that testosterone levels, especially lower testosterone levels in men, are related to an increase in all-cause mortality. Is that still
Absolutely.
The case? That's still the case.
That is still the case. The lower the testosterone level, the bigger your chance of dying. But let me give you some more interesting study. In fact, there are several that show the same thing, but I think the most dramatic one was done by University of Oregon Health Sciences Center. It's a 6-year-long study. The men in it ranged in age from 60 to 81 at the time the study started. So, you know, you got some 81-year-olds in a 6-year-long study. Somebody's going to die.
Yeah, right.
But they looked at the three primary anabolic hormones. They looked at testosterone, IGF-1 as a reflection of growth hormone production, and dehydroepiandrosterone levels. And they followed these guys along based on what their levels were. And it turns out that if you use the baseline, if all three of those anabolic hormones were above the 25th percentile, 25th to 60th percentile, only about 7% of the people died. If any one of those three anabolic hormones hit the 25th percentile or below of the normal range, death rate increased by 47%. If any two of those anabolic hormones dropped into the bottom 25 percentile, death rate went up by 81%. If all three of those hormones were in the 25th percentile or below, 75% of those men were dead at the end of the 6-year study.
Wow.
Now, you know, your anabolic hormone load and balance has an enormous impact on survival. There's also dozens of studies that show that if your anabolic hormone load is dropping, even in middle age, there are studies, for instance, that follow IGF-1 levels over a 20-year period. They checked men in their 30s to early 40s to see what their IGF-1 levels were. They followed them up again 20 years later and looked at the rates of dementia and cognitive decline. And it turns out there was virtually a linear relationship between IGF-1 levels and middle age and cognitive decline over the years.
And see, I have a funny feeling that, like so many of these hormones and peptides, they're dependent on other peptides. when we look at IGF-1 in a vacuum, there's more to the story when we look at the growth hormone IGF-1 axis. You know, recently some researchers were on my show a few weeks ago talking about a novel peptide that's associated with longevity and better aging in humans called humanin. Humanin, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inversely correlated with IGF-1. So they came on and made the argument that IGF-1 shortens lives. And we're substantiated with this theory because of acromegaly. We know that transgenic rats that overproduce growth hormone have shorter lifespans, blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely.
And I said to them, is it possible that IGF-1 and growth hormone or IGF-1 binding protein 3, for instance, play a greater role in longevity, the role of this growth factor in human and in longevity? Because we talked about how hypocaloric diets and intermittent fasting spike growth hormone and IGF-1 and are linked with longevity.
Yes.
And, I mean, I was just using critical thinking, and the doctor, I think he was a little perplexed with the question. I think he didn't understand it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but the point is that extremes are always dangerous. There's a French policeman study, for instance, that looked at IGF-1 levels, and those men that were not on any kind of hormone supplementation, that were in the top 5 to 10 percentile of IGF-1 levels, had shorter lifespans. But we also know that once your IGF-1 level drops below the 25th percentile, you have a shorter lifespan.
Huh.
Danger is at the extreme.
Yeah.
Safety tends to be in the middle.
Stay in the sweet spot. Yeah.
Yeah, and there are studies that look at IGF-1, that look at testosterone, that look at DHEA, that look at them in individual and in combinations, and they all show that if you are at the peak or you are at the valley, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the old Socratic standard, moderation in all things.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree, and yeah. You know, and as humans, we think if a little is good, a lot is better, and you see people making this big mistake. Listen, Dr. Mixon, let's go ahead and plug your website again.
All right,
LM Clinic, LM for Longevity Medicine, lmclinic.com. People in the Washington State area, and I would imagine adjacent states would come in and could see you and retain your services, right?
They can. In fact, listen, I have my own radio show. If they want to listen to me on Saturday mornings, they can go to KTTH. Look, Google it, but it's KTTH.com.
Okay.
And listen live between 8 and 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. That's Pacific time because I'm out here on the West Coast. But I do a show, have done it since 99, 2 hours every Saturday morning. They can listen to me, too.
That's awesome. And that way you can, while you're gardening and being active, you can
yes.
listen to Dr. Mixon and I'm sure, can they communicate with you? Can they send questions in at the radio?
It's live doctor call-in radio. I answer any question that they ask about medicine in general, not just about aging.
Okay. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Okay, listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Mixon.
Well, thank you for having me as a guest. It was a delight.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I and also want to thank Dr. Jonathan Sullivan for coming on to talk about this new certification approach, hopefully to get more and more people to understand that exercise is medicine. I think it's a step in the right direction, no doubt about that. And startingstrength.org is the website to learn more about the certification program. And, of course, Ken O'Neill's website, which is transevolutionaryfitness.com. You can go there and communicate with Ken O'Neill or on his Facebook page. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. Tomorrow is Friday, which means I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo as we perform Casual Friday at the end of this wonderful week. It's been a week that has been littered with technical difficulties again. I don't know what's going on with me, but I must be the Bermuda Triangle for technical issues. For those of you who listen to the show religiously, you know that during the first commercial break, the second spot, it always cues up the theme music. I have to stop it and then restart it. And I don't know what that little demon is because it's not showing up on the screen that theme music is even in there. So it's pretty funny if any of you who have noticed and thought, why is Carl starting the intro music after this first commercial. I'm not doing it on purpose, but I promise you I'm going to try to figure it out by tomorrow. Okay, listen, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Pro.